From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Catalonia declares its independence. Catalonia's regional parliament declared independence from Spain on Friday in a disputed vote that is now likely to be declared illegal by Spain's constitutional court. Separatist lawmakers erupted in applause as the vote was approved. Most opposition lawmakers had left the chamber in protest moments before the vote. In response, the Spanish Senate in Madrid voted today to give wide-ranging powers to the central government to rescind Catalonian autonomy. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy told reporters what happened today in the Catalonia Parliament is irrefutable proof of how necessary it was for the Spanish Senate to approve the proposal that the Spanish government made. Today, the Catalonia Parliament has approved something that not only goes against the law, but is a criminal act. Here in Washington, White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders was asked if the president has at all reached out to either the Catalonians or to Spain.
I'm not aware of any phone calls today, but we certainly echo the State Department and again reiterate our support for a unified Spain.
The Catalan motion calls for beginning an independence process that includes drafting Catalonia's new laws. The Trump administration scrambled Friday to distance itself from the decision to award a $300 million contract to help restore Puerto Rico's power grid to a tiny Montana company from Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke's hometown. The White House said federal officials played no role in the selection of the Whitefish Energy Holdings by the Puerto Rico Electric Power Authority. The administration disavowed the contract amid a growing number of investigations and a bipartisan chorus of criticism from Capitol Hill. This is VOA News. UN agencies say bad roads and bad weather are compounding the difficulties of delivering essential aid to hundreds and thousands of Rohingya refugees living in small congested areas in Bangladesh. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The International Organization for Migration reports more than 800,000 Rohingya refugees are living in Cox's Bazar. More than 600,000 have fled Myanmar over the past 2 months. The others have arrived there following previous outbreaks of violence in Myanmar. IOM spokesman Joel Millman says most new arrivals are living in crowded makeshift settlements. He says the IOM has provided many thousands of shelter kits to help families.
Medical needs in the camps are extremely high, especially considering that many of the refugees would have walked long distances to reach Bangladesh, with many having experienced physical and sexual abuse along the way.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Millman also says the IOM has set up emergency and primary health care services for 53,000 patients. Arab media accused Qatar this week of helping to transport Islamic State militants from Syria and Iraq to the south of Libya, the latest accusation against the Gulf Emirate by a coalition of countries including Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates. Edward Uranian looks at the accusations and the Emirates' deteriorating relations with Libya's neighbors.
The coalition imposed sanctions against Doha in June for allegedly supporting terrorists. In late August, Chad closed the Qatari embassy in N'Djamena, accusing Qatar of trying to destabilize the country. Chad's foreign minister, Ibrahim Hussein Taha, accused Qatar of supporting opponents of his government. He says that Qatar supports and sponsors Chadian groups opposed to the government, both in Libya and in Qatar. Earlier this month, a military spokesman for the Libyan National Army under the command of General Khalifa Haftar told Arab media that Qatar was helping to bring Islamic State terrorists to the south of Libya. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Residents of a displaced persons camp in South Sudan say they were deeply disappointed when a visit by U.S. envoy Nikki Haley was cut short Wednesday, with several residents accusing the French charity that runs the camp of preventing Haley from seeing their wretched living conditions. Officials said at the time that the visit was cut short because of security concerns over a turbulent demonstration against President Salva Kiir. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.